It was a rainy October day. The trees glistened with droplets, but there was a sense of change in the air. The change was the local crack den was burning down. For some reason, the patrons had thought that having a bonfire out on the balcony was the best end to patio season. Sadly, it turns out that the meth lab next door decided to tunnel out underneath it to expand their operations. This explained the constant outages of power and water that kept occurring locally. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles had finally had enough. After some pizza, and as the night blanketed the city, they took to the streets to see what was happening. Off in the distance, the city consulate was in ruin, a large section of the East Wing on fire and starting to collapse. As April O'Neil walked down the road, looking at the destruction, she couldn't help but think of her dead son and her ex-husband, Jack. While she was standing there thinking of Jack, Raphael jumped down, scaring April. "Didn't mean to scare you, but have you seen anything suspicious?" "The only suspicious thing I've seen besides your abs, Raphael, are these USAF vans that keep following me when we go on dates. Seriously, though, you live on candy and pizza. What's your secret?" "Squats," he said. As April looked Raphael up and down, the local nuclear plant blew up. April went to hold Raphael, but he had already jumped off to go see what had caused the sudden explosion. Knowing this was probably the end, she said to herself, "Fuck it," and put her hand down her panties, thinking of all the fun nights she had spent with the turtles. Suddenly, a flash of light engulfed the area, and when it faded, April was shocked to see her ex-husband, Jack, with a small gray alien.
"Jack, I thought you were gone for good with the Air Force after they came looking for you 6 years ago," she cried out in shock.
Jack slowly reached for his face and pulled his nose aside. As he pulled, the rest of his face opened, unhinged, you could say, and revealed a menagerie of LEDs and blinking electronics beneath what she had thought was his skin. Overwhelmed, her pants soaked with what she thought would be her last hurrah, she collapsed on the floor as Replicator Jack kneeled over her and whispered, "Soon, we will control your planet."
Well, that was the weird recording. All right.